weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
A consortium of colleges and Cambridge University itself has this week unveiled a new plan for 1,400 homes to the west of the city. The proposals from the North Barton Road Landowners Group plan the usual community facilities plus bus and cycle links. But it brings a new threat to the West Fields. Stephen Coates from the Save the West Fields group is here. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, good evening.
Thanks very much for coming in. You've kind of been through this all before, really, haven't you, with the busway not that long ago?
Well, we never expected the developers to go away because, as you know, they are challenging the local plan. Fortunately, the council of Wisley decided to exclude it from the local plan, but they've come back with a new set of proposals. And just briefly on that, the obviously, the success of them getting the proposals through will be partly connected to the various bus schemes if they go ahead.
And I guess it's like anywhere, really, if you're building homes or offices or schools or whatever you're building, you need the roads and the transport infrastructure to get there and back again.
I think the issue, again, is that, for example, there is there's going to be a consultation on new West Orbital route, which was announced last night and is just about to commence. And if you look at
this is what the Cambridge City deal was talking about.
Yes, right. It will be a new route that goes from the West Cambridge site to Addenbrookes. And if you look at the plans of the developers, they would like to move that route halfway between the motorway and actually Grange Road, which would then make it much easier to develop the housing. So you can sort of see the link between the city deal proposals potentially and the opportunity to develop housing in the future.
And we see this quite a bit, don't we? Be it a large area of land or even a small area, if the developers, they have a go, perhaps they're rejected by the council, by local residents, a combination of both. They come on back quite often, don't they, and have another proposal, and it's like they keep coming almost like a boxer getting up out of the ring and having another go until, hopefully, from their perspective, they get the building through.
I think the frustration that we feel, and I think it's important to remember that this is not any old piece of land. I mean, this is a...
Well, what's special about it?
Well, exactly. I thought it's worth actually thinking about that, because in a way, all of this discussion, there is a huge shortage of housing in Cambridge. So to save a place like this, you have to have a good reason to do it. It's not just an arbitrary thing. And effectively, what this does is it brings a green corridor from Coton right up close to King's College Chapel. It's a very important setting for the historic city. It's actually, there is a brook, the Binbrook, that runs through it. So very close, again, to the backs, you have hedgerows, you have a river, you have meadows. It's actually the same landscape, in essence, as Grantchester. So the frustration we feel is that with almost 4,000 people having signed a petition to get this stopped, and then with, in fact, last night we got the figures from the consultation on the bus routes, and apparently 65% of people who responded to the consultation, that's over 2,000 people, said they were very much opposed to any development of the West Fields. So what we see is we see enormous community activism to stop this, and so the curious thing about the developers' plans is they show no sort of understanding, in some sense, of that entire debate. You know, even in terms of the sort of discussions around parks and everything, that's been very poorly thought out in terms of their proposals.
So one of the things which obviously you're trying to achieve and indeed maintain is it's a large area. And I guess people say, oh, there's going to be green space here and green space there. But in a way, if I'm understanding you correctly, that's not necessarily good enough. You want to have the whole area maintaining green because, as you see it's the backdrop to the city that we love.
Well, I think there are two sort of separate debates. I mean, one debate is there's this idea, if you will, if we're in the realm of ideas, called the quarter to sixth quadrant, which is this idea that from the West Cambridge site to Grantchester, you have this sort of incredibly important slice of countryside that Rupert Brooke celebrated, which should stay as the rural backdrop that makes Cambridge rural. So if you believe that, you should say, let's not develop any of it. Alternatively, if you were developing some of it, which obviously we're opposed to, you know, again, someone with any imagination would want to keep that extraordinary corridor from Grange Road right the way through to the Coastal Reserve. And, you know, someone like Robin Pellew of Cambridge PPF, I mean, one of the reasons...
And they're very much against it,
they're very, past, present and future. Yeah, absolutely. They're very against it because anybody with any sort of imagination can see that as Cambridge becomes this very large city, potentially with, you know, what they talk about sort of wider Cambridge having a million residents, the idea of this is a one-off opportunity to have another big park right in the city centre. And the idea would be you could walk from the backs, so you could walk right to Red Meadow Hill, and then you could walk back around.
So you don't have the objection as such to the development of the city, the mind economy, if you like, and the technology and science companies who are all being encouraged to come in and around the city. But you very much want the area around the Westfields to be fenced off.
I think the growth is coming in Cambridge. I think there's not just growth. I think there has to be serious transport solutions. Traffic is going to grow by 30%, and so I think it would be wrong to say that we are against development because we clearly are not. I think
people won't be listening. Say, he's not against development apart from when it's next door to him.
Well, I mean, I think again, if you go back to the High Court in 2008, they said that this was the most important site on the edge of Cambridge. If you look at the recent LDA report produced in November 2015, again, they said this is, they actually designated part of this, the Coton Corridor piece, as being sort of special Cambridge on a par with the backs, with, you know, Lammers Land and other places like that. So, in a sense, you have to look at it from the point of view of somebody choosing to put forward proposals for extensive roads on Lammers Land or somewhere like that. That's the opinion of a lot of people. Naturally, the developers stand to make, I think it's fair to say, billions out of this because, you know, it's not just North Barton Road. It's also 600 houses for St. John's. It's the south of Barton Road, which has also been looked at. So the whole site of 500 acres, if you will, including West Cambridge, is a vast property opportunity.
And the land at the moment is predominantly owned by the university, is that correct?
It's complex. You've got, obviously, the West Cambridge site is being developed anyway, but then you have a large chunk of land owned by St. John's, which they are pursuing their own plans on, as I understand. Then you have North Barton Road landowners, which is Corpus, Jesus, Downing and Cambridge University, who've got together and have put forward this proposal. And so that's from the sort of Barton Road north up to where St. John's have their land. And then south, you have again another chunk of land owned, I think, by Selwyn, King's and one other college, I can't remember which one. If you look at it, they're all working together because things like these various roads and so on generate the opportunity for sustainability. And we we're concerned that the university sits on the city deal board, you know, making decisions on these roads potentially.
And you feel their opinion might carry additional weight, shall we say, because they have a vested interest in what's happening.
Well, I mean, I think that the truth is that they're upfront about it. There's no, there's no attempt to obfuscate. I mean, the fact is they have made it, you know, the West Cambridge site is going to be vast. It's going to have 10,000 people. And it's a huge thing for the university. And we want the university to succeed. We've all got links to the university, et cetera, many of us. And so, but the truth is that a lot of these things, yes, have a direct commercial effect. And I think, you know, they are promoting that land and it will be easier to get that land developed if a roadway was put right through the middle. I mean, that's that any developer would say that. So there is concern on that front that maybe there's what one might call a conflict of interest, but we won't get into that now, I think.
We haven't got too much time left. I'm intrigued as to last time around you ran the campaign. What sort of things did you get up to last time around in terms of promoting the cause of the Westfields?
Well, I mean, to say I run the campaign is probably an exaggeration.
Yeah, part of the campaign.
I think lots of people are passionate about Cambridge, and I think what we were involved with was really working with lots of groups. There were residents groups, there were groups like Cambridge PPF. There were lots of individuals, there were experts on ecology, on all sorts of things. And the idea was to get everybody to come together and then share the expertise and the knowledge. And that's what we're about. And that has to, unfortunately, that's an ongoing process, which we have to carry on. And, you know, I think that it's a good community initiative. It's not just me, it's lots of people.
Yeah, that's always good when the community gets together on anything. Stephen, thank you very much for joining
thank
us tonight.
You.
Stephen Coates from Save the West Fields. I should quickly read a little statement we have from North Barton Road Landowners Group. The proposal for new homes on the land north of Barton Road offers people the opportunity to live near to their workplace, and if they do, makes it much more likely that they will walk, cycle or use public transport. The consortium suggests that this proposal is preferable to disperse development away from Cambridge with the associated transport, pollution and deliverability issues, and that a detailed scheme can be designed which recognises and respects the views of the city from the west. It's 5:43.